Blog Talk Radio.
Radio check, radio check.
Radio check 1, 2. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Mostly nobody, because nobody listens to the show. You are now listening to the...
Welcome, Matt.
You are now listening to the most underrated, under-reviewed, under-everything, as we talk
under
about
achieving.
Right. Show on iTunes and Blog Talk. Well, Tiger. A tiger was loose in New Mexico, man. Tell me all about that.
I was what?
A tiger was loose in New Mexico. Can you tell me about that?
I had to run amok there. I had to straighten a few things up. I had to take care of all the lobos in New Mexico. We went
lobo
on a family reunion. Good time.
Now, tell me what a lobo is for the people that
don't
know.
A wolf. Wolf.
So, there was a tiger loose in New Mexico, home of the wolf. Now, did you fight anybody? That'd be a lot cooler if you did.
No, I wish. Everybody there. I was in Santa Fe, which is one of the most hippie cities in America.
Ooh. And
I relate Santa Fe to, like, Austin. To, like, Austin, Texas and Santa Fe.
Oh,
like,
Austin,
everybody
right?
Live. Yeah, it's, like, real liberal, artsy. That's Santa Fe.
So did your in-laws like it? Probably not.
No, they, you know, they grew up going there. My wife's been to Santa Fe probably 300 times, you know. They're real close
right.
to their New Mexico family. But, yeah, man, had a really good time. My son fit in more than anybody. Just the
oh,
way,
of course.
You know, his personal style is a lot like Mr. Matty Moe. He fit in perfect. He looked the part. You know, I was wearing athletic shorts, cut-off shirt, so... But no, man, we had a really good time. Had some fun, man.
I did.
Had some fun.
I did get to see some pictures of Tiger Taylor, and man, did he look a beautiful.
Be
in that
beautiful.
In 100-degree weather. Man, he was beautiful.
It was 75 and sunny with a nice breeze the whole time we were there.
That's always nice. A nice little jacket so you don't get super sunburned. I hate getting sunburned.
Ooh, I hate being sunburned as well.
I'm a peach, man. I'm a peach, man.
Me too. I'm a Georgia peach. So, Matt has some interesting information. He wants us to go work for Men's Warehouse, and why?
No joke. So I talked to an owner of Men's Warehouse the other day because I'm really big into fashion, and sometimes on the weekends I just like going around and going to fashionista places and just BSing with the employees. I'll go in, I'll do the mannequins up, I'll make suit and tie combos, I'll do anything and everything because I'm bored at home. And Tiger can attest to this because I'll send him pictures all the time.
Yeah, Dillard's
and
is one of your favorite hotspots.
Yeah, Dillard's, Kohl's, I do up the suits, a whole bunch of stuff. Now, I heard that the gentleman was talking to me. I don't know if he was BSing or not, but I did my research. And if you apply manager position, whatever you want to get into, and if you're great and bring in a lot of sales between 6 to 12 months of being there, you have a chance to own your own store. They'll give you your own store, which was pretty cool. And I was like, well, what's the salary on this? He's like, well, my store had made $500,000 in sales. My salary is $150,000 plus. I was like, no, okay, show me. And he did. He showed me right then and there. He made over $150,000 doing what he loved. I was fucked to do this. So I think after
wow.
the holidays, after 4th of July and stuff gets done, just if I became really good friends with this guy, I am going to go ahead and take up his offer and be like, hey, you know what? This is my passion. If I can do it part-time, that'd be cool. Or if I can do it full-time, whatever. It just depends on the money. I think it's going to be great. You know, maybe 6 to 12 months, I can see myself owning my own store.
Wow, that'd be awesome,
great,
man.
Great, yeah, great with my nonprofit. So, you know, it's really good. Really good. So what do you think, Tiger?
I think it'll be all right, man. I think that that's really neat that business gives its employees a chance to become entrepreneurs, to entrepreneurs. If you do really well, they give you your own store, which turns you into a entrepreneur. That's really neat, man. Yeah, I definitely think someone like you should go for it. I, on one hand, would absolutely hate it. But
well, there's this thing. The thing I told them was, because there's a Destination Men's XL that opened up in the Casual XL that opened up in the area, and we were talking. I was like, you know what? If I had my own store, I would literally put the other places out of business. I would steal all the customers. But that's just the way I am, because I'm educational when I come selling clothes or talking about fashion. I go into detail about what suit you're buying, how it's stitched, and everything. I'm still a customer's way. Because
sure.
I'm very
it's all about
personal,
the...
and I go into detail.
It's a... For you men out there who have never bought a suit, it's an experience. It's something I think you should do by the time you're 30. I think if you're 30 years old, buy a suit. Even if you have nowhere to wear it, find.
Now, I was snapping Tiger this weekend while I was at Jason Goody's, actually. I was going over the different suits and the stitching on the suit to tell you a difference between a high-quality suit and a low-quality suit.
Oh, yes.
Michael Strahan suit to the Stafford, just regular JCPenney, J.F. Ferrero suit. We went over the stitching, and I showed Tiger the different fits and the different stitching and different buttons.
And to be honest with you, you know, Michael Strahan has won several Dapper Awards for being so dapper and wearing great suits. I assumed his suit would be of the highest quality, and Matt showed me, which was to my surprise. His is low-quality suits.
It is low-quality suits, 100%. Now, they're great suits.
Every test has failed.
They're great suits. But I'm going to show you how to afford high-priced clothing for a low-cost budget. If you come to me with $200, I'm going to get you a great suit. If you come to me with $1,000, I'm going to get you a great suit. Whatever you come with me with, I'm going to get you the very best within your price range. So if you come with me and give me $100, I'm going to get you a blazer. That's going to be great because I'm going to go over the stitching. To tell a great stitch on a jacket, lift up the button on the on your breast or on your, if it's a 2-button, 3-button, 4-button, 6-button, lift those up, and underneath the button, if it has a knot, that will last longer, and it's more sturdy, and you'll get your money. It'll last longer because if you sit down, you supposed to unbutton. If you don't, if you choose not to unbutton, what will happen is that pressure will work back and forth and top off that button. But if it has a knot, it will keep that knot there. Sailor's knot, it's great. Unless you have information if you go and check out a suit. But anyways, office style, that's for Sunday. Tiger, let's talk about the next 5 years of our life. For the next five years, are you... Go ahead.
No, I was just thinking the next 5 years, everyone should be planned out with their next 5 years. Let's hear yours.
No, I just wanted to go over this. I wanted to let everybody know that every day you grow older, you either grow older and you have one less day to make your dreams come to reality. Now, you can keep on doing the old things over and over and over. Not going to the gym, not eating right, not buying the nice suit, not living the life, not going to the movies. And you'll always get the same stuff that you've always gotten. So I say, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Who do you want to be? What do you have? What we have? Where do you go? What are you doing? And how will this change your life? How will it affect your life? What about you, Tiger? Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
You know, I will be geared into Matt Tiger BLS for a career. That's what I'm working towards. That's one thing Matt and I are getting back into. Today will be our last show via this platform. After today, this platform will no longer be around. He's got to get a Skype and then we're going to start going back to our YouTube channel for now until we need to regroup, need to figure out what it is. This is the part. It's all Kai Lopez talks about running small experiments, and this is what we're doing. We've tried Blog Talk. We've stayed with Blog Talk for about 3 or 4 months longer than we both originally planned on staying. It's not working. It's not benefiting us. It's not helping us. You know, maybe we could continue to go back to the free service where it just floods it with commercials. You know, we could do a 30-minute show a day plus a YouTube channel. I don't know. We've just got some things to kick around, but this platform failed us. It failed for
us. Let me put a disclaimer out there real quick. Hey, Blog Talk Radio, you suck.
Yeah, well, yeah, listen, any of you looking to start your own podcast, I wouldn't go through Blog Talk Radio. This is my second experience with them, and it's terrible. We have no idea who's listening. I don't know if anyone's listening to the show or not. We get conflicting numbers. Sometimes there's 100. Click on a different way to view it, and there's 0. So we're going back to something where YouTube monitors. We're going through Skype. Start trying to bring on guests that you want to hear. I'm excited about it. Hopefully we can get that going tomorrow. We'll go back to a later show around 8 o'clock, 8:30. We'll go for, you know, an hour to 30 minutes to an hour. But we'll be home. We'll be quiet. We'll be on the show. Matt will be able to do a Sunday-style show better because he'll be in front of a camera to show you what he's talking about. So in 5 years, this is what I'll be doing full-time. I want to be living my dream. I want to be working on my terms. I want more time with my children. I want more time with my family. I want more time for vacation. And I really want to enjoy the second half of my life. So, yeah, I think that's it. You know, right now, I'm a big fitness kid. I have no motivation to work out. But I have huge passion right now to get my food under control.
That's all where it starts at, man. I call it the 80-20 rule. 80% nutrition, 20% exercise. Abs are made in the kitchen. They really are. Now, I'm not genetically bound to have abs, but that's how you reach your goals is through diet. Exercise, you can't outwork a bad diet. Now, my 5-year goal, honestly, is to leave my wife, have Tiger and I run off together. Got an amazing business, all in love with each other, just like the movie The Do-Over. Have you seen The Do-Over on Netflix with Adam Sandler?
I have.
I think it's great.
Hi-o.
He has classic Adam Sandler from the 90s that I remember, and I absolutely fell in love with it. I haven't thought about Tiger and I the whole time. Tiger's Adam Sandler. I'm David Spade. I suck at life. Everything is horrible. He saved me. It's amazing. I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it.
Love it.
Now, for my tip for you is you will definitely arrive to a designed future. Now, it's your responsibility to have a design or it can be undesigned. You can start by today designing a future. Now, direction is developed by vision. You have to see it before you can do it. You have to see it before it becomes reality. Napoleon Hill said that a man can create anything he can imagine.
Oh, I love it. I hashtag love it. The problem with me is not necessarily a problem. I have so many passions, so many things I want to try and do. But I need to put them down. I need to do them in order. I need to write down 10 things. So there's probably 10 things I want to do in this lifetime. And I need to go by which one has the strongest calling. You do that first. But my problem is I always think once I choose one, that's the one I'm stuck with.
Oh, no, no. You can do anything, literally. But you need to literally put your focus down on one thing. And once you complete that one thing, go on to the next thing. And I tell people to stop looking outside yourself and see your gifts and talents inside of you. Instead of looking for the big sign that you walk out and the piano falls on you, no. Spend time alone, journal, meditate, exercise, getting to know yourself. And the thing that is easy for you that you can do with the least amount of effort, that's your talent gift. that's you. It took me almost 10 years to discover that. That's your talent, that's your gift. Whatever you can do with little or no effort, that's your talent.
Ooh. I love it.
Yeah.
I think podcasting and this information, this freestyle, long form conversation is one of my passions. I absolutely love it.
Well, there you go. That's what you need to follow. Maybe you could be a radio talk show host. Maybe you could be the next Oprah, or the next Bill, or the next Dr. Oz.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one of my things. It's what I love. It's whenever I think of myself, it's my passion. Is this long form talking? And I enjoy it. But you know, it is disheartening when we don't get the results. I'm on one of the things right now. You know, we're 100 episodes deep with one follower.
Right. I think it's a platform that we use, Shitty Blog Talk Radio. It's just that you really can't tell where our viewers are coming from. One day we'll have 114 listeners, and the next day we're on fire and we have 2 listeners. What the hell?
Yeah.
Sorry, Blog Talk. I've had enough of you. We're done with you. Sorry, you can pull your funding from us, whatever. We can have sponsors, but I don't care. But you suck.
One of the things I can't wait to do is get back on a long live form, how we started.
I'm ready for those. No, I'm ready for those. I'm ready to take off my shirt. I'm ready to eat South Sunday. I'm ready to see my beautiful tiger teeth. Ladies and gentlemen, he has lost 15 pounds. So if you find him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Tiger Taylor, MMA Docket, Long Dick Wong, please. Congratulations on the
15-pound
loss.
I'm telling you, that motivation helps.
I'm seeing our old friends hanging out together, drinking, having their wives there. I miss my Tiger Taylor. Tiger basically forgot all about me. He's hanging out with these group of guys that we used to hang out with. He sends me pictures all the time and says, "Wish you weren't here." # You're the worst best friend ever. And, you know, it's really disheartening. It rubs me the wrong way. I get heartbroken. And so I hate seeing that.
You know what I hate? I hate being stuck in Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. Blog Talk Radio is currently down for construction. I can't even look at our stuff right now. I'm trying to manage the show. I'm just trying to manage our show. I'm trying to get in. So crazy. So crazy.
So this episode is dedicated to you, Blog Talk Radio. We will bash you for the rest of the remainder of the hour.
So, one thing is,
go ahead, buddy.
Are you not going to Lewis House show tonight?
No, where's he at?
He's got a free webinar tonight.
Nah, man, I don't do those. I don't do the webinars. I'm not in the Lewis House. You recently got back on. Tell me about Lewis House. Why did you get
I haven't. I just saw it all over Twitter. A lot of people are retweeting this thing, but I actually haven't listened to a podcast in a while. I don't like Gary Vee's new book, believe it or not. But I don't mind, still listening to him, and I've gotten back into him recently.
You know what I really love about him? I love his little blog. His daily spouts about anything and everything. He'll talk about almost anything. I don't listen to Ty Lopez anymore. I took him off my Snapchat. I got sick and tired of seeing him and the girls and whatever, playing basketball with socks. I don't give a fuck. over that. Gary V is where it's at for me. Gary V.
Yeah.
#2K16. You know, he gives you business, he gives you health, he gives you anything and everything within 5 minutes.
Yeah, I like me some Gary V as well.
You're welcome.
I do. I like me some Gary V.
Gary V is great.
Oh, man.
Now,
so you're going to a
tonight.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what you're doing tonight. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's called Floodapalooza. Going to that. It's going to be really cool. It's a wife swap party. It's
Ooh. 5 a.m. Love it.
Just kidding. I'm headed to this little intern thing for Passport Topeka. It's really great. I've become really involved in the community here lately because I know I'm going to spend probably about the next 5 to 7 years here. And I'm starting out my nonprofit, so check it out. And I'm getting to know a lot of people. A lot of people, and it's really helped me out. Wish Tiger Taylor was here. It really helped him out, too. Push forward in our endeavors. But basically what it is, it's just a little meet and greet. They do a monthly meet and greet, maybe 2 times a month. We all get together. We talk about businesses. We talk about ideas. We talk about how we can help the community, how we can reach our goals, how each business can reach their goals. It's really interesting. It's really great people. I've met a lot of people from Kansas City, ballet dancers, entrepreneurs, salesmen, pilots, anything and everything. It's really cool. Really cool. And Topeka's not the largest city. We just have like 200,000 people here, but we're close to Kansas City, Lawrence, Omaha. It's really growing. You know, I wish Tiger Taylor was here, like I say all the time, but, you know, he's doing his own thing. Living his own dreams. He doesn't care about Matty Moore anymore. But anyways, Tiger, back to you.
I just love hanging out with friends who don't have goals. So if you have goals, no thanks, bro.
Don't come to me.
Don't come to me with that stuff. Get out of my face, dog.
Out of my face. Now, Tiger Taylor, you still rocking the beard?
Am I still what? Rocking the beard?
Rocking the beard, man. It's summertime. Summertime. Are you rocking the beard?
Kinda. I have a small one right now, but I just did it for my family reunion.
Show them that you're a man.
But I've actually went out and bought some new shaving cream and some new razors. For the last like month, I've been doing the old school close shave.
Ooh, baby face.
Thanks for noticing. But, yeah, that's been my last, for the probably the last 30 days. Jill asked me to grow out the short beard for the reunion.
Yeah, because she wants you to become a man around all these country guys.
All the boys. She wants to be a man.
All them boys. Now, do you ever have a problem with your in-laws looking at you like, hey, you're still a child?
No.
But you're making over $100,000 a year, and you have all these kids, and you have... Do you ever get that? Did you ever get that, I should say?
No. I've always got along great. I didn't have the issues you had. Like, I felt bad for you because yours hated you from the jump.
From the jump. They still do, but anyway. So,
like, you were taking little kids swimming, and they freak out on you.
Well, this is actually in mid-summer, so it's no worries. You know, kids don't need to swim during the summer.
and he mowed
you know,
the lawn.
They don't need to swim. Yeah, they don't need to swim. I don't need to mow the lawn. They don't need to have fireworks or anything like that. You know, screw a kid's life. They don't need them.
Yeah, how dare you? How dare you try to be
good? How dare I? Yeah, how dare I be a good person, you know? Tiger Taylor used to say that to me all the time. Matt, you're a shitty person when you're trying to be a good person. And then, boom, punches you in the ear.
Or sets
me up
sad.
With somebody that I could have back.
It is sad, but it is very true. Matt says, I look up to you, and I just I'm not gonna lie, I threw a right hand and hard.
Yeah, grab
hard.
Jab, jab, right hook. Got me.
Jab, 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 right hook. Matt was like, "Oh my gosh, that punch combo doesn't even make sense, but it hurts so bad."
I can tell you. Please, let's get on a subject right now. Pick a subject. Let's talk about it, because I really want to just chat with you. You know.
You know what? I want to find certifications. I want to flood my resume and my LinkedIn account with just like the most over-certified guy in everything.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Yes. I want them to be like, dude, what are you, Amazon? Are you
now
freaking
you're starting
Google?
To act like, yeah, now you're starting to be like me. We're going to just get you all with these certifications, and you just can't do shit about it.
Right.
We're going to pay you shitty.
Yeah, just I'm telling you, man, just hard. Just insane.
Well, welcome to my life.
Certification.
In the past, past 2 months, I've gotten 4 certifications and still getting paid shit.
Well, let's talk real, son. So you want to talk about something I'm doing currently with my life?
Yes.
I am going to try and tackle getting my N Plus certification, my Networking Plus certification.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, how cool would that be?
That'd be really cool. But do you need...
Well, I like it.
A certificate to network? Tell everybody what it is.
No. But again, I'm interested in getting it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would like to have it. It's really neat to have. It's like saying you're A-plus certified.
Have
yeah, but
yeah,
like, why not do it? Why not invest in myself and do it?
Yeah, literally, why not?
I'm interested... It would be fun. I could learn a little more about it because I don't know everything about networking. I'm a computer tech. So the networking side is sort of a different language to me. So if I could learn both sides, how cool would that be?
That'd be actually really cool because you would be, what do they call, shit. I forgot the name of them. I just totally went blank right there.
One of my goals, Matt, would be is to be so good I'm undeniable. I want people to think, you know, holy, he's so good, he's undeniable. You can't say
undeniable,
that.
Irreplaceable. That's just Tiger Taylor. That's who Tiger Taylor is anyway.
And you know one thing, dude? Be unforgettable as well. Add that in, please. Add that in. Be unforgettable. Don't be the guy that you just came in and once he leaves your office, you don't remember anything about him. Don't be that guy.
Right. And you're
also irresistible. I call that a couple 1-2 Matt Waits. Don't be a couple 1-2 Matt Waits.
I'm very forgettable. I'm very forgettable. Sorry, I forgot about me first day left. I'm on a Tiger Taylor kick today. I love me some Tiger Taylor. If you were a cereal, what kind of cereal would you be?
The best.
Off the cuff.
What's your favorite cereal? What's your favorite cereal?
I call them the Tiger Taylor peas.
I'm not that. So what's your wife's favorite cereal?
Dick's? Oh, I mean,
I'm that.
Lucky Charms.
Which of my
both
favorite
dicks.
Oh, God, dude. So what's up,
both
man?
Full of dicks.
I'm sad that the show's over. This is the last show, bro. We're off the air in a minute. What's your thoughts?
Oh, we're still going to be on the air. Thanks to shitty blog
well,
talk
okay,
video.
Okay.
We
you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right. We're done with
shitty blog talk.
We're done with blog talk. What's your thoughts? How do you feel?
Yeah. No love lost here. No love lost at all.
Not at all.
I have not at all. I could honestly care less about Blog Talk. If you're trying to go Blog Talk, don't.
because they don't give you any information on how and what you are doing, where listeners are coming from, how you're getting listeners, anything like that.
Oh.
I'm a little nostalgic. I'm sad to see it go. But I'm ready to move on. I'm ready for everyone to see our faces.
Ooh. Well, I'm not ready for everybody to see my face. But I am excited for this new adventure.
Well, Mr. Matt, you're probably pulling up at your thing. Are you excited?
No, I had to go home first. I had to change. Right now I'm wearing gym shorts and a polo, you know, hashtag rock. The Rock. Trying to be like my man. So I got to get something nice on so they don't look at me funny. Like, why is this guy
so
cool?
So
what
are you going to do? So why don't you Snapchat your story on what you're wearing tonight and tell everybody how they can follow your Snapchat or your Instagram?
Well, that would be great. But how am I going to Snapchat everybody? I don't know everybody's thing. I guess I could put it on my story.
That's what I said. Put it on your story and
okay.
Tell everybody to follow your story.
Follow my story. Because that's what's really what I want to do. You know, I want to help everybody find their passion in fashion. I love fashion. For a bigger guy, it's harder, most definitely, to find something that fits and looks great. And if you're a bigger man, I'd be more than happy to help you because I love it. I like it a lot.
Oh, what was incredible was the other day Matt was Snapchatting me things, and I don't think that I wasn't able to screenshot them, but man, the info he was dropping on suits the other day for me, incredible. I'm
incredible.
Dead serious here.
Now, if you want any nudes, I Snapchatted M8-3950, just so you know.
What is it?
I said, if you want any nudes, my Snapchat's M8-7950, just in case you want to know.
There you go. Guys, guys, jump on that.
Mostly guys, go ahead and jump on it.
Yeah.
Well, man, this is the end of the show. We are done. Dunzo.
This is the end of the what? Show.
Show. Don't do it. Can he trademark that?
I don't know. If anyone could, it's definitely going to be him.
Now, this is what I have. Okay, this is my thought. I told you I don't listen to Ty Lopez anymore. Now, he has started a fashion, I don't know if it's a company or what, but he's making shirts and stuff, right? And workout equipment, and he's putting quotes on those shirts and sweatpants and stuff like that, right?
Yes, which is a little weird.
Can't he do that since it's other people's quotes? Well, you can't. Because the reason why I say that is because Fat Farm, what was that wife's name that started Fat Farm for Girls? What was her name?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I know
she trademarked her little saying or whatever, or copywritten. You can't copyright her.
Ooh.
So I was like, oh, okay. What was it? Fabulous? I can't remember what it was. But it was really interesting to read that she trademarked that.
Sounds pretty smart, right?
Mm-hmm. So, Tiger, leave us with a quote, my friend.
You know, here's what I like. If you're questioning anything in life, and, you know, do what's going to be beneficial for you, not at the cost of others. Don't be selfish. Don't be that guy. Don't be Tiger Taylor. One of the things you could do, though, and I suggest, is do things to benefit yourself, though. Think of yourself, because no one else in this world is really thinking of you. And that's a hard view to have, but it is a view to have. Now, one of my things is take care of yourself. Invest in yourself. If there's something that you want, and they have certifications in it, get it. Certifications mean a lot to an employer. It builds your resume. It builds your LinkedIn profile. It really shows people you know what you're talking about.
So if there's something out there you're wanting to get certified, learn more about, or do, like Nike and my boy Shia LaBeouf says, just do it. This is the last time we will be on Blog Talk Radio. We are out. Hopefully we can do a show tomorrow. I need to get with Matt tonight after 7:30, discuss the options with him on his Skype account. Until then, you beautiful, lovely boys and girls, we will talk to you soon.
Good night, everyone. Oh, P.S. Blog Talk.
Have fun tonight, Matt. Fuck Blog Talk.